The Diary of Anne Frank has been used to teach children about the horrors of the Holocaust for decades. The young Jewish girl documented her family's experience hiding from the Nazis during World War II. Bobby Jean Misick of the Gulf States Newsroom tells us about this traveling exhibit in New Orleans.
Grade schoolers shuffle into a room at Loyola University. It used to be a chapel, and light streams in through the stained glass windows.
Okay, so over here we see Anne's life in the secret annex.
Middle schooler Abby Woods walks a handful of third grade students from her school through an exhibit about Anne Frank.
This was where she would write in her diary.
A maze of tall panels with photos and text show what life was like for the young Anne Frank.
She also liked a lot of movie stars, like celebrities, actors, singers, kind of like we do. Like we like all these singers and everything. She did the same thing.
The panels also explain how Adolf Hitler rose to power and how Nazism grew. Woods and these students are from Holy Name of Jesus School, which sits on Loyola's campus. And she's part of a group of 7th and 8th graders guiding their younger schoolmates through the exhibit and talking to them about anti-Semitism and other injustices.
And we've observed what Hitler has done, what Anne Frank has gone through, and if someone tries to build up in power and oppress people, we know to fight against it.
Woods and the other middle schoolers were trained by college students and guides from the Anne Frank House, a museum in the Netherlands. It's part of a class called In Quarantine with Anne Frank. It was designed during the early days of the pandemic when Loyola professor Naomi Yavne-Klos noticed people were making comparisons between lockdowns and Anne Frank in the secret annex.
All of the hideous memes, like, oh, was Anne Frank this bored?
After George Floyd's murder and the racial reckoning that followed, she knew she wanted to teach her university students about the dangers of systems that perpetuate injustice.
Obviously, we're not going to solve the problem of racism, whatever, in our course, but the idea is that they have to be thinking about how the problem might be addressed in a constructive way.
Inside her classroom at Loyola, she leads a discussion that connects Anne Frank's family's experience to today's refugee crises. She draws a line between the treatment of Syrian refugees who have been blocked from entering Western countries and the treatment of Ukrainian refugees who have been welcomed by fellow Europeans. In class, freshman Kaylee Delker calls it racism.
We're going to help people who are more like us because we can see ourselves in them, but we can't see ourselves in other people who either aren't our religion or don't look like us.
Delker is one of the college students who is passing what she's learned about the Holocaust and injustice on to the middle schoolers.
You could just see their faces lighting up when they started to put all the puzzle pieces together like we did.
As part of the project, those middle schoolers then pass their knowledge on to elementary schoolers by sharing the exhibit. Ulysses DeCandia is one of the middle school docents. He says the training taught him to step up when he sees discrimination.
I want to, like, stand up for them since it would just be, like, mean to just be a bystander.
His school is the first in New Orleans to go through this unique training. Yavne-Klos, the university professor, hopes to share it with students from different cultures and socioeconomic backgrounds in schools across the city. Diamond Dixon, another one of the participating Loyola students, says the exhibit could be impactful in the Deep South, a region where many marginalized people lack representation.
I think an exhibit like this teaches you the importance of having a voice and letting it be heard.
She says studying Anne Frank and teaching younger children about it reinforced the importance of diversity for her.
I look at life as a rainbow. I mean, you need to know about everybody's differences. You need to be interested in hearing other people's stories.
She hopes students, no matter what grade they're in, learn the consequences of being silent in the face of injustice. For Here and Now, I'm Bobby Jean Misick.